Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The program aims to help cotton producers boost their overall operations efficiency by gaining new perspectives in such fundamental practices as land preparation, planting, fertilization, pest control, irrigation, and harvesting, and observing firsthand the unique ways in which their peers are using the current technology. Upon completion of this year's four tours, the PIE program will have exposed over 1,000 U.S. cotton producers to innovative production practices in regions different than their own.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Following an orientation, the group will begin their activities with a look at cotton, corn, and milo production at Jay Hardwick's farm in Newellton and tours of other area farms. The next day, the group travels to Lake Providence for tours of the Lake Providence Port and Panola Pepper Company and for a visit to the Myriant Company to see biosuccinic acid production. They also will tour area cotton farms and get an update on the repair of bunches being levied by the local levee district before ending their day with a tour of the Louisiana Cotton Museum.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The producers will visit Staple Cotton Cooperative in Greenwood, tour Ray Makemson's farm in Itabena, and then visit Bayer Crop Sciences Cottonseed Station in Leland. The group will go to Stoneville for a briefing on the Delta and the region's cotton production from the Delta Council and tours of the Stoneville Research Complex and Delta Branch Experiment Station. Their activities will come to a close with a tour of cotton farms in the Greenville area.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This week, Mid-South producers observe operations in Georgia, and the upcoming tours have Southwest producers visiting California in late July and Far West producers going to Texas in early August.